Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Wamsley.
Welcome to Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we'll be working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, it's Del, and I've got a guest with us today that I want to do a little bit of a prelude to. A couple weeks ago, a gentleman emailed me, and the email was basically a statement that he was not impressed with the guests that we have on, that the many of the guests that we have on are already successful before they start buying real estate. Or really what he was not impressed by was stating was the fact that we had brought on two young kids, one of them 18, one of them 26, that had both been doing apartment complexes already. One of which has already made millions of dollars by age 26. And he had a frustrated tone about himself. You know, he had accomplished a certain level of accomplishment already, which I felt was, you know, good. However, his point was, sure, if I would have had parents, you know, give me a hand up, I could go out and buy an apartment complex too. I'd love to be owning an apartment complex at 20 years of age, et cetera, et cetera. And then he made a statement. He said, look, why don't you bring people on that are from backgrounds like yourself and myself? And for those of you that don't know this already, I'm from Ferguson, and I get up this morning and I'm watching these stupid idiots rioting and burning up their own. They weren't burning anything up today, but, you know, I'm having flashbacks of these ridiculous people doing stupid stuff. And I remember when I lived there, they were just as ridiculous and just as stupid then. But the bottom line is that he wanted to hear a story from someone who had come from the bottom up. And it just so happens I know an individual that has come from that same background that I have, although probably, you know, different, but similar. And this individual came to Lifestyles already doing real estate. He joined up, became successful at some level, and then one day he came to me with an epiphany. And I've got to share the epiphany with you before we bring him on, because it sets the stage for how important this individual is as a human being in this world and as to someone that helped Lifestyles help more people. Back in the beginning, I was the only consultant. And as we grew and became successful and made or helped other people become very successful, more and more people would join. And it got to the point where the more and more people were more than I could actually physically take care of. And it was destroying my life. So I decided that I had to start controlling the number of people. And there's really no way. We didn't want to interview people and say, you can do it, you can't do it. So what we did was we just did what most businesses do to slow the volume down. We raised the price. And as we raised the price, it slowed it a little, but not enough. So we raised it more and more and more, and it became more expensive to get to spend time with me specifically. Then this individual came to me and he said, Del, you know, I've had my level of success and you've helped me, but I have to ask you this question. At the prices you're charging right now, I never could afford to get in. And then my success might not have occurred. He said, and this is not a direct quote, but I'll have him bring it back up and see if he feels comfortable with it. The way I like to remember the story is he looked at me and he said, Del, when did God give you the right to take the knowledge that God gave you to be successful and deny that knowledge, God's knowledge, to anybody else out there simply because they didn't have enough money? And I totally understood his point, and I feel comfortable with the point, but there's just no more of me to go around. So I looked at him, and I said, Don, if you would like to go ahead and pick up that burden, then I would be very happy to give you all the individuals that you feel should have that right for a lower price and let them work with you for a lower price on single-family consulting. where they need to start. And we called that program the Challenge Program. So those of you out there that know what we're doing, this is the gentleman today that started that program. I'm very happy to have him with me today. He hasn't been around a long time because he's been retired for some time. Mr. Don Fletcher, welcome to the show, Don.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Del.
So, Don, before we get into your background and where you came from, which we will, let's just quantitate or clarify or whatever you would call it. How close is that story to being true about when you came to me and told me that you didn't think it was fair for me to continue to raise the price?
Well, it's extremely true. The challenge at the time was that at the price that you were offering, a lot of people that were struggling financially already that needed the help most because they were struggling weren't able to afford your price. And me coming from a struggling mentality and breaking free of that, I felt like there were a lot of other people that could be rescued from their own shortcomings by getting the information, or at least getting access to the information that was being locked up by a higher price. And I was willing and able to offer my strategies on how to break free of that limitation. That's why I approached you and suggested that we create some type of situation where we could help those people.
Well, it's an idea that has proven itself to be highly valuable and has created massive amounts of success for hundreds, if not thousands, of people. As we have a few minutes here before we go into the first break, Don, we've got about 4 minutes. Why don't you share with everybody who Don Fletcher is and where you came from and how you got motivated to get into real estate? Where did you first pick up the idea you wanted to be in real estate?
Well, I started off being born and raised in Houston, Texas, in an area called Third Ward, where half of the listeners out there would not be caught dead in, and the other half would be caught dead in. And I wanted to become successful, and back then the way to become successful was to go and get a great education. So I wound up going to Purdue University on full academic scholarships. While I was there, I started going to real estate seminars, and I started getting a desire to invest in real estate. So in 1994, when I graduated from college with a degree in accounting and degree in finance, I decided that I wanted to get involved in real estate. I started looking for real estate opportunities and real estate groups, and I found Lifestyles Unlimited back in 1995 and joined them back in 1995. And then I bought my first property with Dell's help back in 1997. And then I bought an 8th unit, and I just kept on buying more and more property because I found the right mentor, the right mentoring group, and the right process in order to become successful.
Well, you, at the time when you'd come in, you already had quite a few tools. It was rather interesting. You had taken other training programs and had tools, and you were a smart guy, had a college education, had accounting background, so it all really clicked that this was going to be easy for you. What was it you needed? What was the one step more you needed to be able to go out and have this massive success you have? Because I know that I consulted you on stuff, but I wasn't any major factor in what you've done. You've done so much that you did yourself. What was the real turning point for you, Don?
Well, the thing is, it didn't all click. I mean, I had a welfare mentality going into college, and then I learned some things about real estate and about finance while I was in college. I was actually more confused than ever before. But the one thing that did click was that I had this burning desire to become financially free. And I made a list of all my excuses that I had about why I couldn't do it. I mean, I thought I was the wrong color, because I was black. I thought I had bad credit. I had no money. At the time, I was working, but I wasn't making very much money to put money aside to buy real estate. So I had all these excuses, but what overwhelmed the excuses was my amount of desire to make it happen. Then once I found you as a mentor and you made us write down our actual goals, everything started to click at that point, and I started becoming successful in real estate.
And that you did, my friend, and that you did. Started out with single family, very quickly moved to multifamily, and then went back to single family again. You kind of been all over the place. So we're going to get that story out to everybody when we get back. If you'd like to call and ask Don questions, because this is one of the premier consultants over the 25 years we've been in business. He was the guy that started the whole single family mentoring part. Our number here is 877-655-6755. And we'll be right back after this break with your questions and the rest of Don's story.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
It's easy to see why Personal Real Estate Investor Magazine named Lifestyles Unlimited the best real estate education and mentoring program in the United States. We take you by the hand and teach you how to invest in real estate. We've been doing it for 25 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they've won independent, local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 9 of the last 9 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
As we went to break here, Don, we were just coming out of the fact that you had grown up in the Third Ward, you'd gone to college, got yourself educated, and now you're ready to start investing in real estate. Tell us about your original investment strategy and how you started out.
I had learned to buy and sell owner finance notes. And what I learned how to do was to actually buy a property by creating a note for the seller to sell to a private buyer. And when everything's said and done, the buyer of the note cashed out the seller of the property. The seller of the property got his cash. I wound up with the property, and the buyer of the note wound up with a great note. So that strategy worked for about 5 of those investments, where I was actually buying property, owner finance, positive cash flow, pennies on the dollar, and no money down. And once I started doing that, I transitioned into buying property with conventional financing.
So you started out that manner because you didn't have a lot of cash available to you, and that system worked. When did you buy your first apartment complex? Because quite honestly, that is one of my favorite stories of all time. I used to tell that story all the time, or have you tell it all the time. To me, it was the beginning of the understanding that just about anything's possible.
Yes, sir. Well, what I wanted to do at the time, Dell was kind of braggadocious about the properties that he was buying. He was buying properties, owner finance, pennies on the dollar, and positive cash flow. So I wanted to do that, and I had already learned how to buy property owner finance because that's how I did my first deal. So on my second deal, I decided that I wanted to stretch, and I wanted to buy an apartment complex. I located a lady who actually had inherited a complex that she was actually afraid of her own tenants. It was an 8-unit apartment complex in the Third Ward, and she was afraid to go even collect rents from her tenants. And of the 8 occupied units, only 3 of them were paying rent. So I wanted to buy this property, and I was willing to take on that challenge because it needed a lot of work and it had really, really terrible tenants. So I bought the property using a technique that I created where I bought it owner finance, positive cash flow, no money down, and pennies on the dollar. I ended up buying an 8-unit apartment complex for $40,000. Which is $5,000 per unit. So what I did was I fixed the property up and I started re-renting the property. I had to actually evict 5 of the tenants because they were actually drug dealers and prostitutes. And I had to evict those tenants because they were not giving me a cut of their profits. And they also weren't paying the rent. So I evicted those tenants. I fixed those units up. I rented the property out and from that one little property, I was making $1,500 per month on an 8-unit apartment complex. Now, keep in mind, this is back in 1998 when there were people that were hoping and praying to get a full-time job making $1,500 a month, which is $18,000 a year. And here I was making $1,500 a month for one little 8-unit apartment complex that I bought no money down.
Yeah, that's a great deal. Let's go back just for education purposes. I'm trying to remember back many, 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 20, 30 years ago, whatever this was, 20 years ago probably. On that deal, I think the structure you put together was you you got the lady to sell it to you on a note, but with nothing down, if I remember right. She took a note for the whole thing, and then you sold her note for her. You went to somebody, had them discount it, so she actually walked away from the table with cash.
Yes, correct, correct. So what I did was I created a $50,000 note, owner finance note, where I would be paying, the lady's name was Miss Washington, so I'll be paying Miss Washington on a 30-year note for the $50,000 note that I actually created. At the same time, before I actually created the note, I found a buyer who wanted to buy the note, and the buyer was willing to buy that $50,000 note for $43,000. So that left, that would give the title company $43,000 cash. $3,000 of it was my closing cost, and $40,000 went to Miss Washington for selling the note. The property actually appraised for $120,000. So the note buyer felt that he was secure in buying the note. So when everything is said and done, I created a $50,000 note, had a buyer buy that $50,000 note for $43,000. That $43,000 went to this closing table. $40,000 went to Miss Washington. $3,000 went to my closing costs. And everyone walked away with an asset from the table. I wound up with a $120,000 property that I bought for $50,000. And Washington walked away with the $40,000 that she was looking for. And the note buyer walked away with a $50,000 note that they bought for $43,000 on a property that was worth $120,000. So everyone won at the closing table.
Yeah, it's an excellent transaction. How did you come up with the money to do the rehab after that? Because I know you did quite a bit of rehab. I remember driving by all the time with the people and members and showing them what you were doing.
At the time, I had actually saved $17,000 as my life savings. So I put that $17,000 into the property. And I just watched it grow and watched it grow. And the end of the story is that I actually sold that property that I bought for $50,000. I actually sold it for $240,000 back in 2005.
And, wow, that's an amazing.
Yes, sir. So I made $15,000 a month cash flow for those 18 years, and I got almost $190,000 capital gain when I sold the property.
So at that time you'd done, and so that was a long period of time you held it also, so let's not get this all confused. Somewhere along the line in this story, you were doing these real estate deals and transactions. How many houses did you get up to before you came in as a consultant with us?
I had 4 houses and that 8-unit apartment complex, and I was in position to buy a couple more houses. Because once you start buying real estate, everything starts building momentum, and you start growing like crazy. But I had 4 houses and that 8-unit, and I had been a member of Lifestyle since 1995. And at the time, in 2002, I had been there for 7 years and had absorbed your information and actually went out there and applied it. And so I wanted to help and teach and train other people on how to buy single-family property. And I just looked for an opportunity to do that and to create something where I could do that on a regular basis.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, we'll go into that more along with the rest of your story. Our number here is 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with Don Fletcher's story and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
Get total freedom in your life safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, an investor in thousands of units over the years. Now it's your turn. Del Walmsley has been my mentor for nearly 25 years, and he's taught over 100,000 people just like you the principles of financial freedom through live one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited and his national radio show. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that changed my life. The workshop gets you on the inside of what we do and what we believe and unlocks the five ways we make money in real estate. Just like your personal trainer, Lifestyles Unlimited will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life and let you stop worrying about working till you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Don's the gentleman that helped us create the challenge program out there, which we've used for many years since and helped thousands of people with it. Don, let's go back to the beginning when you started the challenge program. What I found to be interesting when I started Lifestyles was that there was really two types of real estate out there. There was conventional wisdom real estate, which said you really can't do anything except put 20% down, pay for your own rehab, buy the property, so on and so forth. And, you know, it was effective, but it wasn't super effective. Then there was the something for nothing, instantaneously, gratificatiously diseased, midnight madness, zero down, crazy investing stuff out there. All of these techniques that could be used to get deals done if you had no money and no credit. And my theory and goal throughout the years had been to figure out how could you merge those two worlds such that real estate agents would even want to listen to us, because they didn't want to listen to us at the time, and or the people that were listening to all these crazy seminar guys realized that real estate was way more fundamental than just ripping somebody off and doing some kind of crazy wraparound or some other crazy technique where they try to take every transaction that ever occurred and turn it into a something for nothing down deal. So there was a marrying of those two. Now, when you became the single family consultant, the first one ever, you got yourself a real estate license so that you could go out there and be a part of the conventional world and they couldn't kick you out or push you around. And yet you found that the conventional world needs some education also, because they couldn't seem to understand what we were doing. So tell us the story. How did you merge those two worlds? Because you really were the one that had to try to figure out how to do it.
Well, my challenge as well as my opportunity was I actually started out being in a desperate situation. What Anthony Robbins says is that what he learned was that you grow by either desperation or inspiration. And I was desperate because I felt like I had bad credit and no money. So I had to create a little niche where I could be able to acquire real estate that actually had a positive cash flow. And this probably only worked for maybe one out of the 20 deals that were out there. And I was always finding my own deals, because deals that were on the MLS really didn't fit this little niche. So once I became successful at buying properties with that little niche, which means that I'm buying them no money down, owner finance, positive cash flow, and pennies on the dollar, and then finding a buyer that would cash out and buy the seller's note from them, so the seller would get cash out of the transaction, I would walk away with the property, and the no buyer would walk away with the note. So I was always looking for those type of situations where I could actually merge those two. And as I was doing that, I found other creative techniques that I could use. And when I became successful at that, I actually became a real estate agent so that I could actually help our buyers at Lifestyle be able to use the conventional financing as well as the non-conventional way of buying property and still be able to buy their first or their next property. And it was just out of sheer desperation that I actually discovered or created those techniques.
Well, you had a toolbox filled with some unique combinations of tools that really could get a lot of things done. I noticed, though, that as you moved from only creative financing to conventional financing, you did pick up your pace, though, because you had much more opportunity. I mean, you went from just a few homes, like you said, to you had lots of homes at one time.
Yes, or yes, sir. I ended up with 31 single family properties, and I had an 8-unit and an 18-unit that I all bought no money down. So those were 57 units altogether that I was able to acquire. And once I started using conventional financing, I mean, I just took off like a, wow. I mean, it's the compounding of the wisdom and the action and the goal setting and the mentoring there really helped me accelerate my success.
Yeah, when you've got them both sides, man, it's really hard to stop. You come up to a problem, you either meet it face on with conventional approach or come in the back door with the non-conventional. It really gives you quite a bit of power. Talk to us about the 18-unit apartment. That was a little bit different part of town, but right. Still generally the same, close to the same clientele, I think, if I remember right. Tell us how you got that deal done.
Well, I started doing marketing to find people who own apartment complexes in areas that I was comfortable with. And at the time, we had other lifestyle members that owned a 16-unit and a 20-unit apartment complex close to the 18-unit that I wanted to buy. So I approached a couple of apartment owners, and one of them said that, yeah, I was interested in selling. And I analyzed his deal and found out that the 18-unit that he wanted to sell was worth $450,000, and he absolutely positively would not take anything less than $350,000 for it. So he was willing to take $100,000 less than it was what it was worth. The reason he was willing to take so much less was he was a little bit naive about what the market was bearing, and he had bought it 10 years prior to me buying it from him. He bought it for $175,000, so he just wanted to double his money in 10 years. So in order to buy the $350,000 property, I needed 25% down, so I needed about $90,000 to buy the property, but I didn't have $90,000 cash. I only had about $20,000 cash. But what I also had was equity in that 8-unit apartment complex that I had bought for no money down. At the time, I was able to refinance my 8-unit apartment complex and pull out $110,000 from the 8-unit that I bought no money down and use that as my down payment to buy the 18-unit apartment complex. And I was able to buy the 18-unit apartment complex no money down because I used refinancing money from the 8-unit.
So you actually refinanced it. You didn't cross collateralize it. You actually refinanced it.
Correct. I refinanced the 8-unit in order to buy the 18-unit apartment complex.
Okay.
And I used that refinance money as a down payment to buy the 18-unit apartment complex. So I was actually able to buy it with none of my own money. It was all bank money.
Yeah, that's an interesting story. So what did you do with that once you bought it? Did you fix it up? Did you just let it run with it, or what did you do?
Fortunately, it was already in great shape. It also had a pool in the middle. It was just a beautiful little property that the guy had lived on site, and he just took care of it like it was his little child. So there wasn't a lot of rehab to do, so I just ran it as is, using the owner's own strategies on repairs and maintenance and service calls, and I just took over an existing property, and I didn't have to do much rehab.
Now, we're telling stories that I haven't heard in tens of years, but it seems to me something is really strange about this story. Did you or did you not let the guy stay at the apartment after you bought it from him?
Yes, the guy that I bought the property from, his name, I call him Mr. Joe. And Mr. Joe, I actually kept him on as a manager because he was stayed as a manager, and he didn't have a house to move into. He walked away with $300,000 cash, but he didn't have a house to move into. So I kept him on site as a manager, paid him well to manage the property that I just bought from.
Now, you talk about a win-win, Don. I mean, I cannot even think of a more of a win-win for that. The guy's sitting there broke with equity in a real estate deal that he lives in, and you turn around, give him a place to live, pay him a salary, hand him $300,000, and you walk away the owner of an apartment complex.
Yes,
that is
exactly.
an incredible story.
And I do want to encourage the listeners out there that there were many other ways I could have done that deal. I wanted to keep everything in house, but if I had partnered with some people, I could have done that deal. I could have done it other ways. So don't wait until you've got equity in a property to be able to think bigger and just think better and buy a bigger property. There are many other ways that you can learn how to buy properties by coming to the Lifestyles, the events, and learning and mingling with people and partnering with people.
Wow. Love that story. We're going to go to a short break, Don. And for the rest of you out there, if you'd like to ask Don a question, we got one segment left. Our number is 877-655-6755. We'll be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
You're listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del will be right back with more life-changing principles in just a few minutes.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow, for the next couple of days, for a week, a couple of months, a year? How long until you'd lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
So, Don, as we get to the last segment here, let's take some takeaways. Tell everybody why Don Fletcher stepped away from consulting after being so conscientious for so many years and wanting to help people.
Well, I did it for two reasons. One is that my wife was 6 months pregnant at the time, and I was working a lot of hours out between working there at Lifestyles as well as managing my own real estate portfolio, the 57 units. I didn't have very much time to spend with my wife, and my wife was 6 months pregnant, so I needed to step away to spend more time with her before we actually had our child, and I knew that once we had our child, everything would change. The second reason I stepped away was that I had actually become financially free, which is what Lifestyles teaches people and wants for everyone, which is to become financially free. With those 57 units, I was actually making $7,000 a month positive cash flow. And I found and I felt that that was enough cash flow to be able to step out, go back home and be with my wife and actually enjoy the fruits of my labor, and actually be able to retire.
So, Don, young gentleman sent me the email, stimulated me giving you a call the other day. You look at the situation I came out of. I lived in Florissant, which was right next to Ferguson. I mean, they're like a block away from each other. It'd be like calling South Houston, Pasadena. You wouldn't know from one block to the next which one you're in. But the information is that, I came from a crazy, wild neighborhood. You came from a crazy, wild neighborhood. Is this really a reason why it would be difficult? Is it really more challenging for guys that come from the bottom or not in your mind?
Well, I would say that the challenge is what your own mentality is as far as what the bottom is. I mean, we're all challenged in some way. Now, financially challenged is a challenge within itself because we have to break out of that stinking thinking and be able to get back on track on what is actually making people who are wealthy become more wealthy. So in order to, you have to change a lot of your own goals, your own beliefs, your own ego, and go learn from someone who's actually making it happen, who's actually started from the bottom like Del Walmsley did, and be able to achieve success financially. And that's what I started looking for, and that's what I hope everyone, all these listeners actually do, which is start looking for mentors that actually have been where you are and are at the place now that you want to be so that you can actually learn from them. And Lifestyles Unlimited is the place to go to be able to do that in real estate.
You know, just sharing it with yourself and everybody else, hopefully that gentleman will get to this either live or on podcast, is that I think that the truth is that coming up through a difficult situation, gave me something that I probably never could have got, which was massive desire. And Tony Robbins says, if there's enough why, how's going to be easy. I think that what it did for me, Don, is it got me through wanting to be middle class. In other words, never did I have a goal of just being middle class. That was like, you know, that's not even the question. I got to prove I can go all the way to the top, because of I was all the way at the bottom. And it just made sense to me. So where's Don Fletcher go from here? We've got just a few minutes left. What's the future of Don Fletcher?
Future of Don Fletcher is very soon and very quickly I'll be living the life of my dreams, which is being able to vacation once a quarter for an entire week and go somewhere exotic, whether it be Bermuda to visit with my twin brother, or whether it be to go to places like Brazil or India, and actually be able to be there comfortably knowing that my finances are set, so I can learn, I can give, I can teach, I can train, I can just be a productive member to the worldwide global society and just enjoy my life. That's what's next for me.
Well, we really appreciate you having you on, and I guess you know that we're having the world's largest individual personal party at my house like we do every year. This is the 25th anniversary. And so yourself and all the other people that have been on Tell Dell and all the people that have been nice enough to do road trips and consult are going to be there, along with the top real estate investors in the country. And those of you out there that are out-of-state preferred members, you want to get with us and find out if you're going to get on the invitation list, because we want to have all the leads that are promoting out-of-state investing are going to be there. If we can get them in, it's going to be a big party. So we want to get you on that list, Don, and get you in there. As we go out the door here for the last minute of the show, what would you tell people? What's the greatest takeaway they should have from Don Fletcher, the man, the consultant, the life?
The one thing that I want to share with everybody is go out there and find a mentor. Find someone that you want to emulate and do whatever it takes to emulate that person. And I found that at Lifestyles. I found that in Dell. So regardless of what your goals are, regardless of what your limitations are, go out there and find a mentor. Forget the excuses and just go out there and make it happen.
We appreciate that, Don. Appreciate you being on the line and sharing all this stuff with us. And, man, I hope you just the best of luck with the rest of your life and your consultation. I'm sure you'll be around. You can't go too far away. Remember, everybody out there, this is very important, is that Don made it in spite of where he started from. And it never slowed him down, or never did he look back. He had integrity throughout everything he did, and he cared about other people. And that caring about other people and that integrity took him from a little house, a little place in a part of the world called the Third Ward, which most people would consider a lower economic situation, to being able to retire at a very early age. 34 and a half years of age, Don, you retired on exactly the same year that I did. And if that doesn't mean that, you know, having a mentor and following in their path doesn't mean anything, then I don't know what does. Congratulations. 34 and a half years of age, exactly the same age I did, you retired. To never look back, to only grow forward. And God bless you and your kids, Don, your family, your one daughter. Hope she's doing well. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. Just like Don said, we're not doing this for the money. We're doing it for a lifestyle. See you tomorrow.
Listening to the Dell Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Dell Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation. We'll be right back.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.